Welcome to the Sports-Scoop.com podcast. I'm Jordan Long. The Pro Football Hall of Fame decided to bypass Randy Gradishar yet again. It's a shame to leave Randy Gradishar out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Randy Gradishar played for the Denver Broncos from 1974 to 1983. During his time in the Mile High City, he collected 2,049 tackles as a linebacker and 19.5 sacks. Randy Gradishar wasn't always used as a tackler. He also played in pass coverage. Not many linebackers drop into coverage to defend the pass to knock the ball away as well as intercepting the football. Gradishar was one of the best in Broncos history at the linebacker position, picking the football off with 20 interceptions, and that actually ranks 10th in Denver Broncos history. To put that in perspective for you, Von Miller, who was probably going to go down as the top Broncos linebacker in Denver Broncos history, has 2 interceptions in his career in the regular season. In the playoffs, Von totaled 1 interception. Gradishar was able to fall onto the football when opponents fumbled with 13 fumble recoveries. Those stats just show how great Randy Gradishar actually was. Just looking at that, he deserves to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Gradishar was also selected to 7 Pro Bowls, and he led one of the top defenses in Denver Broncos history, the Orange Crush. This group helped Denver go all the way to Super Bowl XII, where they lost to the Dallas Cowboys 27-10. Leaving Gradishar out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame is really puzzling. He is one of the best linebackers to suit up in his time. You can't really talk about the Denver Broncos history without him, especially that defense, the Orange Crush, without saying the name Randy Gradishar. He still may be enshrined, but it won't be this year. Hopefully it is next year, but the Hall needs to put Denver Broncos players in. Denver has 2 former players who could still be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, safeties John Lynch and Steve Atwater. Lynch, though, to me, is not a Denver Bronco. He came to Denver after spending 11 years in Tampa Bay from 1993 to 2003. Lynch played in the Mile High City from 2004 to 2007. Lynch totaled 1,059 tackles in the NFL. Of that total, 271 tackles occurred in Denver. He picked the ball off 26 times in his career, but only 3 of those interceptions came in the Mile High City. The only area that was about the same for John Lynch was sacks. In his career, he brought down the quarterback 13 times, 7 of them with the orange and blue. In all his years in Denver from 2004 to 2007, he was voted to the Pro Bowl. As for Steve Atwater, Atwater suited up for the Denver Broncos for 10 years from 1989 to 1998. His last year in the NFL, which was in 1999, he spent with the New York Jets. In his career, Atwater totaled 1,188 tackles. Receivers didn't want to get hit by him because Atwater was one of the hardest hitting safeties in NFL history. Smacking an opponent meant either an incompletion, a pass deflection, a fumble, or an interception. Even if the receiver caught the pass, they felt the effects of the hit, like the wind being knocked out of them or having their bell rung, which was really a concussion. In the days that Atwater played, the concussion protocol was not in effect. Steve Atwater never tried to hurt the rival receivers, though, and just wanted to make a play. He was never considered a dirty player when he played in the NFL. Steve Atwater was also used on safety blitzes to take down the quarterback, and he did so with 5 sacks in his career. In coverage, he picked the ball off 24 times. Atwater is still considered one of the best safeties in Denver Broncos history. Atwater helped Denver win 2 Super Bowls, Super Bowl 32 and 33. Atwater was voted into the Pro Bowl 8 times. It is time for the Pro Football Hall of Fame to enshrine Steve Atwater. His stats show that he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and the NFL can't write their history without naming him. On February 1st, Steve Atwater and John Lynch find out if they will be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame with the class of 2020. I'm Jordan Long. Thank you for listening to the Sports-Scoop.com podcast.